Welcome to Pipeline Connections, a podcast from Ohio Valley Gas. Every episode will bring you stories from the heart of your hometown utility, conversations with the people who power your homes, your community, and your everyday life. Because here at OVG, we believe reliable energy starts with real connection. This is Pipeline Connections. Hey everyone, I'm Laura Redder, and I am so glad you're here for our very first episode of Pipeline Connections. This podcast has been a long time coming, something we've talked about doing for years. We really wanted to create a space that's real, honest, and grounded in the people and the communities that make Ohio Valley Gas what it is. Today, I'm joined by our CEO, Scott Williams, and we are kicking things off by talking about why we're doing this, what we hope it becomes, and what being powered by people really means. So whether you're on our team, a customer, or someone who just wants to know more about the forces behind the flame, we are glad you're here. Scott, thank you so much for joining me today.
Laura, thanks for having me.
I guess I should introduce myself as well. I'm the Director of Communications and Strategic Initiatives, whatever that means.
And podcaster
extraordinaire. This is both of our first podcasts ever, so hopefully those listening will give us grace. So I wanted to take a moment. We have been talking about this for years. I think ever since I started at Ohio Valley Gas, we've been talking about doing a podcast. And, you know, I personally love the idea that it's more personal and allows for more connection. But, you know, for you, from your perspective, why do you think now is the right time for us to do this podcast?
Well, it does feel like it's the natural next step. We just wrapped up a series of town hall meetings where we really focused on values and living out those values. And at the end of that story, though, it's really about people. And what a better way to tell stories than by a podcast.
Right. I think I'm going to go a little off script here, and you're going to probably look at me like, what are we doing? You talk about these town halls and the values. And can you share a little bit, because I think one of the reasons we want to do this podcast is to hold ourselves accountable to those values. And so what to you are the values that we're trying to embody as a company?
Well, they're not the words we put on a wall. And I really think it's important when we talk about company values, they're something you have to go out and discover. Mm-hmm. And really through the last several years, asking some really fundamental questions to our leadership, the superintendents, district managers. When you think of somebody, an employee who embodies what it means to be an Ohio Valley Gas employee, that if you had 10 of them, you could accomplish anything. And I say, get that person in your mind. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know who it is, but I want you to have firmly in mind who that person is. And now I want you to describe them to me. Mm-hmm. And over the course of time, I got a variety of answers, but they came in these four categories. Now, that individual was going to be customer focused, mm-hmm, and company minded. They were going to be a helps first kind of person. We all have jobs to do, but if you need help, this person is going to stop what they're doing and help you. And they're reliable, dependable. They get stuff done. Mm-hmm. So those four values really are our DNA.
Yeah.
And so the stories that we tell, the stories that we share are really about living out those values. And when we do, we're really good.
Yeah. And I think that's a great point. And I think that gets back to another reason why we're doing this podcast. And, you know, my next question for you was, why a podcast and why this format? And I think you've teed that up perfectly to tell us about the stories behind OVG.
Well, absolutely. And there are some wonderful stories of people going above and beyond, but living out those values, whether it's how we handle customer calls. And I'm going to leave some of the specific details out, mm-hmm, but I'll just share a story that really defines who we are. Our customer service reps and our office managers, they handle customer complaints and billing discrepancies. So there's going to be times when people are frustrated, mm-hmm, and they have to handle those calls with grace and patience and compassion. But one in particular, this gentleman was just overwhelmed with life, mm-hmm, and he had been shut off for a non-payment. But that wasn't the end of the story. there was a car accident. There were medical bills. There was marital issues. And he was overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And our customer service rep didn't mail in the conversation. She dug in and she was empathetic and compassionate and helped to de-escalate the situation because it was becoming clear to her that he was making some comments that, you know, he might harm himself. Mm-hmm. And through her care and hanging in, she was able to de-escalate that that situation.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop there, right? It happens over lunch. So her manager's on break. She calls and said, hey, this is what's happened. This is what he said. What do you think we should do?
Right.
Well, we probably ought to call the police and have an intervention.
Mm-hmm.
And before she could get that done, lo and behold, who's in the office? The same gentleman. And we go through the process again of trying to de-escalate and to calm things down. And a serviceman walked in, entered the fray, became part of the conversation. He volunteered to pay the reconnect fee, $80, out of his own pocket to help that situation. Eventually, the customer left, police were called, they intervened, and that individual agreed to get help.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about living out our values, customer focus and company minded, helps first and get stuff done, that person was an example of living those values out to the fullest in the most human way possible, where, you know, I would tell you she saved a life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the story behind the story, because it just doesn't stop, right? This gal's been with us for just a little over a year. She just celebrated her 1-year wedding anniversary with her husband. Now, this was her second marriage. 25 years ago, with two small children, her first husband took his life. And for her to have all of that kind of resurface and work through as she's dealing with a young man who is making the same kind of comments, I don't know how she did it.
Right. I'm
just super proud of her ability to stick to it, and really make a difference in that man's life.
Absolutely. Just to touch on one of the details in there, you mentioned a serviceman, and I want to clarify that that was an Ohio Valley Gas serviceman.
Absolutely.
Could it easily have been someone in the service, but it was one of our team members that also came in and you know, paid out of his own pocket. So, you know, I think I've heard you tell that story now a couple of times. And I think another key piece of that is we talk about our values, and that's great to have those values. But I think one of the other things that differentiates us as an organization is when that young man picked up the phone to call, he got a person. He got a person in his town. And that's not something that, you know, a lot of utilities can offer, a lot of companies can offer. You pick up the phone, you're not getting an automated voice. You're getting a real person, and a real person pretty close to your home. And I think that's an important component as well.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I've got a faith system that says, he probably called Ohio Valley Gas because he was going to get the help he needed. And that our customer service rep, with her sets of experiences in life, was there to be that person to receive him and to have that dialogue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that kind of tees us up perfectly to talk. What do you think really, talk a little bit about the bigger picture in terms of what's going on, where we're going as a company, and how maybe how what we're doing here today fits into that bigger picture?
Well, great question, Laura. I think it just reinforces our commitment to really be transparent in our communication. We try to do that with our team. And by doing the podcast, putting it out here in the public square, we're holding ourselves accountable to our customers, right? Are we going to do what we say we're going to do?
Right.
And when we put it out there, you know, we're going to be held accountable.
Well, I think too, like, You talk about transparency and accountability. I think one of the other things too is that this just allows us to reinforce those values that you've been talking about in a more human and less formal way, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's easy for, you know, as somebody that's responsible for our communications as a company, you know, I can take all the time in the world and polish a message on a flyer, the website, social media. I can fine tune it and tweak it. And, you know, it should reflect our values, but sometimes, you know, it's polished. It's, mm-hmm. it's, you know, you don't get the tone. You don't get the, we can't tell these stories in long form on a social media post.
Well, you're right. It can be idyllic at times.
Right.
And out here where the gas flows, the pipe goes in the ground, and customers come in and pay their bills, you can get very real very fast.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you another thing about the podcast that I think will pay dividends, because Ohio Valley Gas is more than just your local distribution company. We serve 22 rural communities, counties in the state of Indiana. So we have seven different locations, just like the one in Winchester and Portland, Connersville, serving communities. And I think it's a real challenge when we talk about values and we talk about culture, right? Have seven independent across the state entities,
right,
moving in the same direction. And I think one of the things that is really key here is sharing the stories that exemplify these values that we've discovered,
right?
Again, not imposing them on folks, but they kind of bubble up because that's who we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And sharing these stories in town halls, in podcasts, and now to a wider audience, sharing these stories so our customers can hear as well. Mm-hmm. These are the things that we do on a regular basis. Another quick story.
Yeah.
Right. Hey. We run a service line to a gal in one of our communities, mm-hmm. and she was anxious. She needed to put a mailbox up. Mm-hmm. Where was that gas line going to be? And so our field staff help her. You get the dig ticket. She now has it marked. She knows where it is, and she's still nervous about digging the hole for the mm-hmm. mailbox. Well, eventually our guys just decide, you know what, the right thing to do is let's dig the hole for her.
Right.
And, you know, they said, you know what, she certainly felt blessed by what we did.
Sure.
But we were more blessed by doing it.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that is a perfect example of, to your point, living out our values and what it looks like to see those values lived out in the work that we're doing. And it's more about the people than it is the pipe in the ground. I mean, the pipe in the ground is what we do. And I've heard you say a lot of times, I'm gonna share with everyone, you know, your message to us as team members at Ohio Valley Gas is, you know, the work you do matters, but how you do matters more. And I think these stories, the stories that you shared of the young woman with the gentleman that made the phone call and going out and digging the hole, that is the story of how we do our work. And that's what sets us apart. And I think that's really, really exciting to be able to share that with more people. So in doing all of that, one of the things a lot of people may have heard us talking more and more about is this idea of being powered by people. Mm-hmm. And so I was wondering if you could kind of, as we've reframed our focus, we've found ourselves using that term powered by people a lot. So for you, what does that mean? And what is it like for you? And what does it mean for you to lead a people first company?
Great question. And as I said earlier, all the things that we do inside our organization, you know, if it doesn't lead to serving a family, then it's really for naught. Mm-hmm. And we can have a great process, but if we have mediocre people, mm-hmm. not going to matter. Mm-hmm. We can have a poor process with great people. Mm-hmm. They'll overcome that.
Right.
Now, we've got great people, and we're making progress on our processes. Mm-hmm. But for me, when we talk about powered by people, it is all those stories, right? What distinguishes us is our brand of customer service. Mm-hmm. And so why wouldn't we want to export that customer service to as many people as we can. And so we're different because of our folks, the way they treat people, the way they make those connections. And at the end of the day, particularly in the world at large, when there's so many people creating division in our little corner of the world, if we can make connections and bridge the gap, those are the things that set us apart. And I think those are the things that we're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. And I think it creates that connection, right? To be able to say, that is my hometown utility, or that's the company that I work for. There's that sense of connection and sense of pride there. You know, I think you've kind of usurped yourself here. I was going to ask you really to share some of the moments that have meant the most to you as a leader in seeing our values in action. I think the stories you've told already have really exemplified that. I think there's another story I would love if you could share. We had a story about a lady we're not even sure was a customer. I think that to me is really exemplifies who we have on our team.
It is a great story because it goes to the heart of we're here to help. We're here to help solve problems. And so one of our district managers, John, was talking to people on propane within our network. And she was complaining that her propane bill just seemed high. So John calls one of our servicemen and does a sniff check and checks it out and discover there's a leak, you know, out there at the tank. And, you know, she didn't become a customer. But we felt good about it. We celebrated mm-hmm. the fact that we helped this person out. We saved them money. Now, I will tell you the rest of the story is when that propane tank emptied out, she became a customer.
Absolutely.
because of how she felt.
Right.
She felt valued. She felt respected. And I think it probably, you know, blew her mind that the natural gas utility was going to help her solve a leaky propane problem.
Right. Well, and I think you were talking about exporting our particular brand of customer service to more and more people. And I think, you know, there's no secret, you know, we would love to continue to grow as a company. We would love to be able to bring more customers into the Ohio Valley Gas family. But, you know, one thing that you've probably heard me say a lot as I've talked to our team about growth is we're only going to do it if we do it in a way that's authentic and true. And I think, you know, as we've talked a lot about our values, the other thing that, you know, you talk a lot about team members and finding the right team members based on how they exemplify those values. And, you know, for me, what I look at is on these values, when we make business decisions, these values provide a gut check, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're going to do what is right for folks, even if sometimes it doesn't make the most sense from a business decision. The right thing to do from a business decision in that example with John would have been, oh, I don't know why you're spending so much money on propane, but gas would be so much cheaper. But that wasn't the right thing to do. We could have gained a customer much earlier, probably, but that would not have been in a way that was authentic and true to our values and to who we are.
Yeah. There's never a wrong time to do the right thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think we see that a lot. Let's talk a little bit about where we're going mm-hmm. as a company and where you see us going, where we're headed, not just the numbers of it all, but like the vision that you have for Ohio Valley Gas.
Certainly. And it is about growth. And we'd be kidding ourselves if there wasn't a component of customer growth in there. And for me, you know, setting a target is more about changing a mindset. Mm-hmm. As a utility, you just sit back and, you know, traditionally, hey, they want gas, they'll come to us.
Right.
Right. But we're not taking that stance. And so we're trying to change that mindset to be more proactive, to be open to other ways of doing things. But growth is also, efficient processes, and we're doing some really neat things to improve the flow of information so that we can get from A to B quicker with less error. And everybody can now do their jobs in a more efficient manner. We're not doing a lot of the repetitious work. We can automate some of that so we can work on higher value things. And then really it's the other piece of growth is in our folks, mm-hmm. right? We're trying to grow leaders in the field, in the office, at headquarters, mm-hmm. right? Because we know that as good as our processes can be, mm-hmm. As great as the opportunities are out there, mm-hmm. if we don't have folks that are engaged, that they're proud to be part of the Ohio Valley Gas family, it's for naught. Right? Right. It really starts there.
Right, right. So that leads me, just really provokes a question in me that, again, I'm going to go off script here and ask you something you're unprepared for. You know, you've been with Ohio Valley Gas now for 11 years. Has it been 11 years?
12 and a half.
12 and a half. Oh, gosh. Look at that. What legacy do you hope to leave? And not that I'm wishing you out.
Thank you.
But when you do step away from Ohio Valley Gas, you know, what is the legacy that you hope to leave?
Well, that's a profound and deep question, right? But I think it comes down to the same thing that I've been talking about this whole podcast, which is people. And what I'm really excited about is I think we brought in really good people. I think we have some leadership that has a lot to give to invest. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we've started the leadership development pipeline where we're giving people the tools to mm-hmm. prepare them for the next leadership role, or to be better in the leadership role they're in, mm-hmm. or quite honestly, to be better at home.
Right.
You know, we want people to grow, to improve, and to be a better human being wherever they are.
Right.
And so the legacy would be, hey, we really invested in people.
Yeah. I think that just drives it home. It is absolutely all about people and the connections we're making.
You know, the journey with the people that you do it with, it matters. And in life, I'm in my 60s. So, you know, I appreciate the fact that you don't take anything for granted. Enjoy what you do. Enjoy who you do it with. And if you're not, you got to take a look in the mirror. Maybe do something different.
Right.
Right? So make the most of the opportunities you've been given.
Yeah. And I, for one, can say, you know, we are obviously in different seasons of life, but, you know, talking about enjoying what you do, there's that saying, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And just bringing it all full circle in terms of the values and the type of company that Ohio Valley Gas is. Earlier this year, I came back from maternity leave from having my fourth child. Another reason we're finally doing this podcast, because I'm finally done having babies. I'm not going out on any more maternity leaves.
That's good for you to say.
But I feel incredibly blessed to work for a company and have a position where, you know, as hard as it is to leave my children at daycare or in school or with someone else, I was excited and enthralled to come back from maternity leave. And I know that not everybody has that. And I feel very blessed. And I think it is all because there is that focus on people and there is that focus on those values. And it makes a real difference when you're coming to work for a company that puts people first. So, you know, that's a kudos to you. I think you're doing exactly what you set out to do. And I do think you will be successful in leaving behind that legacy that you have talked about leaving behind. So
are you sure you're not kicking me out the door?
I'm not. I promise I'm not. I would be in my best interest for you to stick around as long as possible. So I think that's where we're going to probably wrap things up for today. A good start here for us to this podcast. So I want to thank you, Scott, for taking the time to be a part of this. I know your time is very valuable. It's been a lot of fun, I think, pulling back the curtain for people to kind of share some of the stories and behind the scenes moments that really keep Ohio Valley Gas moving forward because as we've said time and time again, at the end of the day, it's not just about the pipelines and the projects, it's about the people. So for all of you listening, we are just getting warmed up with this podcast. In future episodes, you're going to hear more, not just from leadership within the organization, but we would love for you to hear more from folks across our districts. Scott mentioned we've got 7 districts across the state. So we'll try to bring some of those in, get you different perspectives. You know, we'll have the people that are on the front lines, those customer service representatives. We'll have people that are out there digging the trenches and doing all they can to keep all of us safe and warm. And we would really like this to be for everybody else, like chatting with a close friend, hearing the real stories, the real laughs sometimes when people think I'm kicking you out of your job, maybe a few surprises. Sometimes there are surprises for us even as we're doing this. So we want to thank you guys for listening today. We are going to be back probably after the holidays with our next episode, and we'll have more stories, more conversations that remind us what's important are the people in our lives and the connections that we share. So thank you for spending a little bit of time with us. And until next time, we will talk to you then.